came up with like,
so we decided that we would give one shiur on just some of the Hilchos Shabbos applications of childbirth, in part because as Rabbonim, first of all, you're more likely to get shaylos in Hilchos Shabbos than you are probably in any other area of halacha. And the one part of Torah that we really should be doing in Smicha that we do not do enough of is Hilchos Shabbos. So, based on that, it's probably kedai to discuss some of the Hilchos Shabbos implications of childbirth. Now, what you have to know in the Hilchos Shabbos aspects of childbirth is really one Gemara. There's one Gemara here in Maseches Shabbos on Kuf Chav Ches. Right? The din is that Miyaldin Es HaIsha and Korin lachachama mimakom lamakom umechalin aleha es haShabbos. Right, that the halacha is that you help a woman deliver a baby, and you call a midwife mimakom lamakom. So las and you mechal al Shabbos lasuye mai. Frak the Gemara. What does that come to include? So the Gemara answers lasuye hadatan rabbanim haisa tzricha laner chavei roseha. Madlekas la eshanem. Haitzatzichla shemen, chaverta, meviola shemen biyad. Right? Basically, if you need a candle, so you light a candle. If you need oil, you bring oil biyad. If it's not sipik biyad, you bring it besayra. If it's not sipik besayra, you bring it bekeli. So the Gemara asks, pshita, of course, if you need a candle, you light the candle. Lo tzricha besuma. Mahu detema kevon de lochazia oser. Kamashmalan isuva miyas vidaita, sovri ikamidi chazi chaverta v'avdolei. Zot the Gemara, that the chiddush of imhaisa tzricha l'ner is that we're talking about a blind woman. A blind woman. Now, if you're a blind woman, l'cha'ora, the candle ain't gonna help you very much, no? But the teretz is that this blind woman is scared. She's scared. And because she's scared, Zok the Gemara, we light a candle for Isuva Miyais Vedaita. Right? So there's a chiddush that we light the candle to relieve her anxiety. So one chiddush with respect to Yoledes is this din of Isuva Miyais Vedaita. That even though L'cha'ora, it won't really help medically speaking, right? Like she's blind. It's not really going to help, but the fact that she will be relieved, and she's going to say, you know what, someone now will be able to see me, that helps, and we are Mechal Shabbos to light a candle for the blind woman, as I state in Gemara. So that l'chavar is a chiddush with respect to Yoledes, that's a kula. There's also a chiddush with respect to Yoledes, that's a chumrah. The Gemara says that kama de efshal shnuye mishaninon, two lines from here, when it comes to bringing the oil, which apparently will help grease up the area for the baby to come out, the Gemara says that you should do it with a shinoy as much as possible. Meaning to say, that although there's a machloikes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, we spoke about this in the Beis Medrash yesterday, in Shem Chav Chesif Yud Beis, the Mechaber holds that pekuach nefesh on Shabbos is hutra. The Ramah holds fundamentally Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Dechuya. But with respect to Yoledes, everybody holds it's Dechuya. With respect to Yoledes, everybody holds that you have to try to employ a Shinoi as much as possible. The reason why by Yoledes we try to employ a Shinoi as much as possible is Yoledes is a little bit less Pekuach Nefesh than other things, no? Although women dying childbirth, Baruch Hashem, it's less common today than it once was in the world. But women can die in childbirth. Nonetheless, childbirth is considered tivo shel olam. It's considered natural, no? And because childbirth is considered natural, so therefore, we're not mechal Shabbos without a shinoi. We try to do a shinoi as much as possible. Kama de'efshel shnuyei mishaninon. So these are the two elements of the Gemara that we have to know here in Shabbos Kuf Chav Ches and Beis, right? The fact that Isuv of Miyasa Daita is a kula, what can relax the woman is a kula, and the fact that there's also a kula for, that there's also a, I should say, chumrah with respect to childbirth, that we always employ a shinui. Those are the two dinim that emerge from the Gemara. And we seem to be going in opposite directions, and that requires a little bit of thought. Why? I don't know if we can explain this now, but for the time being, this is what we're up to. Yoni.
Even if the woman was not blind, wouldn't turning the light on still not have been like a medical... It still would have just been...
Well, again, sometimes turning the lights on might be medical to be able to see what's going on.
Her or the doctors?
For the doctor, for sure, yeah, that should be medical.
What's the difference between whether she's a... Even before she was a sumo, it was just for Yishua not say sumo.
So the Gemara says, by the case of a sumo, it's a kol shekein, that for sure it's only for Yishuv Hadas. In other words, I say it like this. The Magen Avraham asks Akasha, why don't you just tell the woman that we lit a candle?
Lie.
What? Lie. Mm. Right? So the Mishnah Berurah, the Shar HaTzion, if you look, it's the Shar HaTzion, Ois Dalet. The woman will figure it out, right? If she asks for a candle, and then there's like a whole hullabaloo that everyone is trying to light the candle for her, she'll have a better sense that you're actually doing it, and that will relieve her anxiety. Now, l'cha ora, what you see is that although by regular pekuach nefesh, osin kol tzarchei chayla is a big machlokus between the Magen Mishnah and the rest of Judaism, no? By regular pekuach nefesh, if the chayla says, I need something, that won't help the chayla medically. So the Magen Mishnah says, do it. And the rest of Judaism tends to be machmir. But mecha'ora, when it comes to a yoledes, whatever will relax her is going to be mutter. No? But we try to do everything ayde shinoi. Those are the halachos that emerge from yoledes. Now what this means is as follows. Let's talk about the first aspect. First, I guess. We'll talk about the Yisufa V'miyasva Daita element first. Yisufa V'miyasva Daita, whatever will relax the woman, is going to be mutter. Now, is the husband or someone allowed to go with the wife to the hospital on Shabbos, no? Is it mutter to have someone escort you? Now, if you look in the tshuva of Igris Moshe, in its chelek, Beis of Eirechayim, Simen Kuflamid Beis, I believe. Chelak Aleph, excuse me, Simen Kuflamid Beis. Reb Moshe basically tainas that if she's really scared, you're allowed to go with her. But when it comes to going to the hospital by yourself, Zakt Reb Moshe, Be'uvda didan ein lomar lehispached biyodas she'ein shom tzorech v'to'elas b'nesias habal v'ha'em. So it's only tunva ba'almahu mashem ispachedas lisa ba'atzma ulai pachad kaze ein lo gadol kol kach sheyavi l'sakona keman she'ein tam lepachta. Zakve Meisha, fear to go to the hospital on your own isn't like a legitimate fear, no? Ramesha says, it's just tunva ba'alba. She epis has a little fright that she has. So maybe this is not enough of a fear to light a candle for the yoledes. The Gemara says that's enough of a fear. There's a numdina. Over here, maybe it's not. But mikol makom, he adds, ladina, kevan de matzina bi yoledes sha'alula lehistakein machmas pachad mihu sheyachol lismoch achilukim b'chashash pekuach nefesh. Zechariah Moshe, even though it seems to me that it's not a legitimate fear to go to the hospital on your own, but we don't make chilukim when it comes to pekuach nefesh. V'lachin im omeres shehim ispachedes af acharei shemaspirin la she'ein alafachid lisa ba'atzma yesh b'zech shash pekuach nefesh v'shutzar chaba oha'im lisa ima. Zechariah Moshe, if she says she wants someone to come, so you should try to explain to her, really, you don't need anybody to come with you. There's nothing to be scared of. Genendol, it's okay. Don't worry so much. And if she's still scared, so Moshe says, go with her. That's Moshe's approach. Now, our practice is not like this. Our practice is that we go with you to the hospital in all cases. The Chazon Ish writes in Igris Chazon Ish, it's letter, I believe, 132, 136, something. I have the Marimakom that I could give you. The Chazon Ish writes, Igris Chazon Ish, letter 141. The Chazon Ish writes, Mizareis ani she yisu ima. The Chazon Ish writes that I always encourage someone to go with you to the hospital. No? Now, how far do we go with Yisuv Miyas V'Daita is not clear, no? Let's say a woman wants soft music to play during childbirth. Are you allowed to turn on the soft music on Shabbos for her? Yisuv Miyas V'Daita, is that going to be mutter? Right? At some point, l'cha'ora, yeah, we have to say Ramosha Svara a little bit, no? At some point, we're going to say Genendel, you know? I hope I'm not insulting anyone in Genendel. But at some point, we're going to say Genendel Zargzachnisht. Don't worry so much. Right? And again, obviously, if you have a guy, for sure, you could have the guy turn it on. But let's say you're there yourself. Can you do it to relax her? It's not abundantly clear where the line over here is, no? Let's say you want the whole family to come. Is that mutter? At some point, Isuviv Miyas V'Daita, we have to draw a line. Rav Vosner has a chiluk, which is also a little bit hard to understand practically. He says that there's a difference between Yishuv Hadas and Harchavas Hadas. Yishuv Hadas means that right now I'm scared, and this will relieve my anxiety. Harchavas Hadas is that I'll feel better. L'cha Ora, playing the soft music is Harchavas Hadas, no? That's not Yishuv Hadas. Yishuv Hadas is that I'm going to be scared if you're not here. I'm going to be scared if I'm alone. But I'm not going to be scared without soft music. But the soft music will help me feel better. Rav Vosner's distinction is, Rav Vosner's distinction, I think, is a distinction that makes sense logically. But again, there's always going to be some cases where, you know, you have to draw the line. And it's not abundantly clear, but the klal that's found in the Gemara, that Yisuf of Miyas V'Daita is okay, that klal, I think, matters. Let me hear from Kevin and then from Jeremy.
I'd say it's, I mean, just picking one, say it's like husband and her mother, like, should both...
Right, so that's the question, you know. Obviously, there's not going to be that much that the husband can do at a certain point in childbirth. Lecha Oira, there's no additional isser in having an extra person go with you. If a goy is driving the car, right, Naniach Shekein, so in the Sefer Yad Liyoledes, which is Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein's Sefer on Leda, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein points out, I believe it's in chapter 29, a whole ma'arocha, that it doesn't cause extra gas to be burned. Most cars, unless you're driving like a tiny little thing, most cars can pull the weight of an extra person. It doesn't matter. You're not doing any issur by just going in the car. So that's an extra cheshbin to include. So then there's no avera whatsoever. So, like, why not make her relaxed, right? Jeremy?
Is the Gemara assuming that the Yisuv
Miyas
V'Daita is like directly connected to the woman's like medical well-being?
So Yisuv Miyas V'Daita, the way it's phrased in the Gemara, I'll read you the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Lamed Tzivkot and Dalet. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Af al pi da hadlokas haner ikara eina l'refua, Af al pi kein mechalalin, without it. In other words, it's not actually going to help her get better. It's not going to be merape her at all.
It could prevent a future.
She could have a sakana without it.
Right.
she'd have a sakana without the candle lit, right?
So this goes related to what we said yesterday. Can we apply this to perhaps like our chakos issues? So let's say a woman like clearly needs to, let's say, have her like husband, let's say, walk her to the car, or like when the husband's like escorting her to the hospital and she's clearly like panicking or something like that. But let's say that we're assuming that the aletus process already happened. Can we also, let's say,
and then she's already a nida. So can the husband help her? Again, if there's no one else to help her, clearly the answer is yes. If she's going to be scared, belavach, it's harder. Generally speaking, the issue that comes up with the harchakos is going to be that there's someone else around who could do these things. So generally speaking, someone else should do it. If there's no one else around who could do it, and she'd be scared without it. So yeah, we're going to be Mechal Shabbos, like the Isser of... which lechore, these are only isurim derabbanan in terms of the harchakos lechore, that would be okay. Again, but you have to weigh these things very carefully. Okay, so the chora, what we're at now are the dinim of isuvim yas v'daita, that we are mekal letzorech, but there's a difference between harchavas hadas, we're saying, and yishuv hadas. Okay, so far so good. Now, out isuvim yas v'daita, we could come up with the conversation that is discussed a lot about bringing a doula. A doula is a, basically it's like a labor coach, no? That the woman helps you through labor. Clearly speaking, a doula is going to reduce certain anxiety. A doula also will give you a much lower rate of cesarean sections. A doula makes things much easier. Can the doula violate Shabbos? There is a doula in the Teaneck area who got a heter from a posik that she drives on Shabbos. And I guess the heter is probably based on this is Isuvim Yasvedaita for Yoledes, and that's okay. Now, it's not so pashut, though, that this will help. The Bir Halacha comments here in Shin Lamed. Now, if you read the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam only says Isuf of Miyas V'daita Zakula when she's already in childbirth. In other words, the Dino of Yoledes, like we mentioned, apply even before childbirth. Right? You have to get to the hospital, Kayodua. But the din of lighting the candle, it's only when the woman is already in childbirth. At that point, if you're going to call a doula, it's a little too late, no? Based on this, and a few other cheshbonos, one could question, it's not so posh that you could violate a do'iraisa for isufa miyas v'daita of a yoledes in terms of bringing a doula. The case in the Gemara, as understood by the Rambam, is that you're lighting the candle during the childbirth itself. She's already beginning to deliver the baby, and she's scared. The svara that we say that generally anticipating a pekuach nefesh situation is ki'ilu I'm in a pekuach nefesh situation now, which is a very good svara, but lav davka will it help in terms of isuva miyas v'daita. It seems to me that doulas are gevaldik, but you should tell the doula that you want a guy to drive her. Once you're doing it ayadei amira l'nachri, we solve all the issues in Judaism, practically, for Yoledes. And it makes a lot of sense to try and to do it al yedei amira l'nachri as much as possible. Yes, Mr. Yossi?
What's the difference between the doula and this chacham that the Taz is talking about?
And the what?
Chacham that the Taz mentions.
The chachama is a midwife who's actually... The chachama is the equivalent of a doctor. Like, she is delivering the baby. The doula is there just to massage you and to help make it an easier process. And, again, l'cha'ora, here, look in the Bir Halacha, Dibur HaMaschil U'Madlikin, that the Bir Halacha is saying, that it's a time for her to give birth. It's at that moment when she's mamish having the child, that's when you light the candle. It's b'shashit so ekes b'chavoleha. And the chaor, if that's the case, it's difficult to be megal. There are some articles in tradition. Rabbi Alfred Cohen wrote an article in tradition in Tchumen, volume 30. There's some articles about calling doulas on Shabbos. It seems that it's not so pasha that Yisufim Yasra Daita can be megal in that case. Now, let's go weiter. The Achronim will say that you go to the hospital before these actual simonim begin, no? You don't wait until the simonim that we spoke about yesterday begin, because by that time it's going to be too late. Le'inyin kriyas chachama, right, this is the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes. Le'inyin kriyas chachama mimakom racho kukadomesh im namten ad shi'urim ha'ela tis acher ha'chachama lavo. Even if it's Tchumen Dairaisa, we're still going to be okay with that. Now, that means that you call the doctor early. You go to the hospital early enough. Now, what do you take with you to the hospital? So this is actually a Lumdisha discussion. Let's assume that you're in a community where there is no Eruv. Or, let's assume that the hospital is going to be in a place where there is no Eruv. So, l'cha'ira, you should not take other things that are not necessary. Yisuv Adaita is still going to be matir, l'cha'ira. She says, I need a Tehillim with me, because I might need it later on. At that point, it's going to be a Yisuv Adaita. You should try to explain to her, you know what, dear, the zechus of not carrying on Shabbos is bigger than the zechus of saying Tehillim, but you think you need it, that's going to be Yisuv Miyasa Daita. Do you take a cell phone with you on Shabbos? I remember, I'm 4 for 5, by the way, in terms of my 5 children, Baruch Hashem, 4 of them were born on Shabbos. The one who was not born on Shabbos is born on Erev Shabbos. Including number 5, who was born on the Shabbos Yom Kippur. So I think I'm entitled to have these conversations. I have to admit, I'm not so frum. The Sefer Chassidim writes that you should daven not to go into labor on Shabbos. I did not daven for that. I felt that I should daven that, you know, my wife should be healthy, the children should be healthy, stuff like that. I did not daven not to go into labor on Shabbos, maybe because I'm not so frum. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me 4 out of 5 on Shabbos. But if you have to go into the hospital on Shabbos, you take a cell phone with you. So my wife, I'm pretty sure I remember it this way. My wife is not exactly sure this is what happened, but I seem to remember trying to encourage my wife, why do we need the cell phone with us? Like, we'll go into the hospital on Shabbos and we'll leave the cell phone upstairs in the apartment. And my wife said, yeah, but what's going to happen, like, if the car breaks down on the way or something? Like, what are we going to do then? So, that's already Yisuv HaMiyasu Daita. Once there's a degree of Yishuv Hadas, then L'cha'ora, you could be Mekel, certainly, on something along these lines, just like a total Muktza element. And what you do is you take a bag with all of the stuff that you might need on Shabbos, and you put the stuff in the bag. There's an Erev here in the Heights, Baruch Hashem, so we could carry the bag down ourselves. When you get to the car, again, whatever you could do, ayidei a guy, the guy does for you, so the guy should open the door for the car for you. When you get to the hospital, so there's no air by the hospital, so the guy should take the bag in. Basically, you should leave some extra money, you should find out how much the cab costs before Shabbos, leave some extra money on the side of the bag. That's the old way of doing it. The new way of doing it is you have this thing on your phone called Uber or Lyft, no? And that's really the Isser, l'chora. Because Uber or Lyft involves, right, just pushing one button, it deducts automatically from your account, right? There's no total mukta beyond just like pushing the button on the phone. So that, l'chora, is a better option. You had a comment.
What? We mentioned a lot of things that we're allowing because of Yishadas.
It's not yet.
It's on the way.
So, I mean, the cheshbon over here is, if I'm not going to take my seder now, I'm not going to have it later, right? And I'm not doing any do'iraisa involved.
You're talking about a place with an
eruv. Well, if there's no eruv, I don't know if I could be makel. That would be a lumda shashayla. I'm carrying a bag anyway for stuff that I'll need. And can I add stuff? What about Riboy B'Shiurim by Chutzah? So the Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer Nidchei Yisroel has an essay about that. That's like a very... The Aris HaMeach has an essay. That's already a Lamdasha issue. Over here, you're not really doing anything. You're doing it Al Yedei Nachri, right? So for sure, it's going to be okay. Whether a Jew could do it himself with a Malacha, that's the previous conversation. I don't know. Any other comments? Or we should go weiter. Now... Rav Shechter Shlita. Rav Shechter has 9 children, I believe. No? And the Rebbetzin delivered in Columbia Presbyterian. And Rav Shechter told his wife that she should stay home. And because Kamed Eshel Shnui Mishaninan for Yeladis, we try to reduce the amount of malacha that's done, so the Rebbetzin would walk to the hospital to have her children. And when Shai Shechter when Shai and Rina were about to have their first child, so they wanted to deliver out in the 5 towns, I believe, in North Shore. And Rav Shechter told them that they should stay near the hospital the Shabbos before, you know, if the baby's going to be born on Shabbos, so make sure you're spending Shabbos not in your own apartment in the Heights and then have to travel to the hospital, but stay near the hospital, to try to minimize the amount of malacha that's done. Now, in the Dir Shu Mishneh Berurah, they point out on page 63 in the back, in the Ha'aros, they point out that Reb Nissen Karelitz quotes that the Chazon Ish used to say this. But if it's difficult, so let's say you have children, so then the Chazon Ish said, then you don't have to stay near the hospital. There's a tshuva in Reb Usher Weiss's volume 1 of his tshuvas that Reb Usher was very upset by this psak that Reb Shechter gave, that you should stay near the hospital. I don't think Reb Usher quotes it, the Chazon Ish is quoted as saying this. Reb Usher Weiss feels that there's no need at all to stay near the hospital. And Reb Usher is medayik in that tshuva from the Lashon of the Mishneh Berurah. The Lashon of the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkatan Aleph is min haro'i li'isha shehigia l'chodesh ha-tshi'i v'hazmin b'cho erev Shabbos kol hadramat nitzrochim lo. Min haro'i means it's proper. It's not an absolute chiyuv. Even though we paskin kamad efshal shnei mishaninon, but it's not an absolute chiyuv to put yourself in a situation to have everything prepared not to violate malacha. It's a hiddush, you can do it. But to make yourself crazy and to make other people crazy, to have to spend Shabbos in someone else's house so you could walk to the hospital. So Reb Usher Weiss in that tshuva assumes that that is not at all necessary. Now, if you have to go to the hospital, the best thing is Al Yedei Goy, no? If you can't go Al Yedei Goy, so how do you get to the hospital by yourself? So there's a sefer, the Torah Hayolades that we mentioned Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein. The Gaz Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein is he knows everything, but he's not always so into the mitzvahs. He's more into like the lumdus. So he has a discussion: is it better to get to the hospital riding a bicycle or on horseback? Now, if you could just imagine, like, your wife is about to have a baby, and you say, dear, let's take the bicycle, and let's go. That's a shayla, because is it considered carrying on Shabbos if you ride a bicycle outside the air? Like, a whole lomdash a shayla, no? Again, no goyim around. Right? So is bicycle or horseback better? It's not exactly so into the mitzias. It's not so pashat. I remember that my brother-in-law told me about this when we were expecting our first child. And I didn't know the name of the sefer. I just thought this was like hysterical. So I was like talking to a bunch of people. And then Rabbi Rapp, you guys know Rabbi Rapp? He's a little bit of a character. So then Rabbi Rapp would see me and my wife walking in the street, he would say, "Hi ho, silver, away!" Right? Because he was assuming that obviously we're going to get our horse to ride to the hospital or something. That was kind of not. Not the mitzvahs, but l'cha ora, you go with a guy. In our world, goyim abound. Some of my show members moved to Eretz Yisrael, and over there it's a little bit harder to find goyim sometimes. It's not so pasha. It happens in most shchunot, in most communities now, they have a guy who's hired to be the Shabbos guy. And the guy drives around, like Bein Hashmashes, in his special Shabbos guy car, and it says Shabbos guy, you can call the guy in, and the guy will do stuff. Apparently, in Bayit Vegan, Rav Neuber, the author of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, told the guy all the halachas of Shabbos. And when people ask the guy to do something that the guy's not allowed to do, the guy says, "I'm sorry, the rabbi said I can't do that for you," or something like that. It's not so pasha, by the way, that hiring a guy has the kula of a Shabbos guy, because the smag assumes that Amir al-Nachri is Da'i Raisa, and some of the Achrayim explain that maybe the beer of the smag is if you pay the guy, then it's a din Da'i Raisa. Because Yad Poyel Ki Yad Bal Habayis, even though Shlichus, we pass an ancient Shlichus L'Nachri, but Poyel, right, the Machna Ephraim has a development that if I hire the worker, then it is worse, but nonetheless, that's what you do. As a matter of halacha, because we are meiko only if it's efshel shinuye, we always try to do kulas, we always try to do shinuyim. So a few things that you should just realize should be done in advance. In the hospital, right, so you have to get upstairs. Don't push the elevator button normally, no? Use your elbow to push the elevator button. Or if the delay isn't essential, right, like you have a little bit of time, wait till a guy comes and pushes the elevator button for you. You should always pre-register in the hospital. Pre-registering means you fill out all the forms. I think that's a davar pashut that you should pre-register. If you didn't pre-register, you're only allowed to sign forms on Shabbos if they're really necessary for your care. To sign an insurance form, which is only going to help you save the $45,000 that the hospital will charge. By the way, you think it's a joke? When I first got married, so I was here in the Kollel, I was earning $16,000 a year. My wife was earning, I think, $14,000 a year from Princeton. Like, we're earning bupkis. And I decided, because, like, I'm a big chacham, I decided to save a few dollars, and I went without health insurance myself, and we only had health insurance for my wife. And everything is fine, because, like, I'm a healthy guy, I'm 26 years old. Everything is fine until I wake up and my stomach is really hurting. I say, "Rivka, you gotta call Hatzalah." My appendix went. So, how much does it cost to spend 3 days in the hospital for your appendix going? 30-some-odd thousand bucks. 3 days in the hospital. But Baruch Hashem, New York State has something called indigent care, which is that they'll write off the expense if you're really poor. I was a poor guy in the YU Kollel, right? I was indigent, so they wrote off the expense. But Bekitzer Hama'asa, to sign a form on Shabbos just for insurance, to save a few thousand dollars, don't do that. With one of our children, I forget which one, for some reason there was some form that they wanted us to sign. They said, "I can't sign it on Shabbos." So he said, "Okay, you'll have to sign it later." So we left the hospital on Motzei Shabbos or Sunday morning or something, and that office wasn't open. I had to go back on Monday to sign that form. Again, it's not the biggest deal. It's a pain. One of the issues that people often don't realize is after a baby is born, they do fingerprinting, no? They give you like a cute little thing, the mother's fingerprint, the baby's fingerprint, because it's like a souvenir. And I am so cute, right? The baby's hand is like the size of your thumb. It's so cute. It really is cute. So fingerprinting is an Issur D'oraisa of Kosev on Shabbos, no? When Bruria was born, so we mentioned that we went into the hospital on Erev Shabbos. We spoke about this yesterday. Went to the hospital on Erev Shabbos. So they asked if there's anything that we need to do before the Sabbath begins. So I said, like, can we do the fingerprints now? So they said, "What are you talking about?" So I said, "Well, you know, we can't do the fingerprinting on the Sabbath." So, like, the nurses were very nice. They allowed us to do the fingerprinting on Friday. They said, "Is it a boy or a girl?" We're like, "We don't know." We didn't know if it was a boy or girl. We didn't want to know. So they're like, ah, that's interesting. So we did one boy, one girl, just in case. Right? So then when Bria was born, and it was, I think there's no isser to allow the nurse to take the baby and fingerprint the baby. That's like, the baby has no das, no nothing, right? So that's okay. But for my wife to do the fingerprinting, I thought that that is an issue. Because we try to do a shinui for everything, when you make a phone call, so you have to make the phone call to the doctor or whatever, are you there, your shinui? Which means, again, if you're using a cell phone, so I think what you have to do is use, you should know it's harder than you think. Use the wrong finger to push the buttons on your cell phone. If you use your left, I always push the buttons on my cell phone from my right hand. If you use your left pinky, it's taka going to be more difficult. You have to use some sort of shinui. With the old phones, you shouldn't hang the phone up when you're done, unless you're going to potentially need the phone again, etc. Yeah.
And he said to like dial it before Shabbos.
And as you put it in so then you're pushing fewer buttons, right? Absolutely. Right, so you put it in speed dial so that you're pushing fewer buttons. I guess if you could take the code off of your phone. See, right? So that's also pushing fewer buttons. As much as you can minimize, you should minimize. If you know that you're going into labor already on a Friday afternoon, so then you go to the hospital already on Friday afternoon, like we mentioned. Yeah.
The pushing the buttons thing, is it because like a phone, like the way it works, it's like technically always on, so activating or pressing the conductive field of the screen doesn't really create that much more electricity?
I mean, I think like on the phone, every time I push a button, there is some change that's taking place. So there's some issur d'rabbanan, each button that I push, right? The only real connection that's made is when I push the OK button to send the call or something. But I feel like you want to minimize the number of isurim that you are potentially doing. I think so. There's a lot of other discussions that we can discuss. David, quickly, and then we'll break.
What we concluded with regards to... If
what?
No, if the, I don't remember what we concluded with regards to if there's no... Going around, you drive.
If there's no going around, you drive. Now, there's a discussion in Poskim, do you try to drive in a way that violates fewer Yisurin, do you drive normally? Hanir Lafi and Nistai, do you drive normally? Some of the Poskim say, don't push the brake. Are you crazy? But again, pushing the brake means that like you're lighting up, and those are like bulbs which are derisors in the cars. Right? The brake lights are derisor bulbs, incandescent bulbs. But are you crazy? And like, to push the gas, are you nuts? You drive normally. If you have to drive, you drive normally. Again, if you know that you're going to have to drive, you should set up your car before Shabbos, like have your driver's license in the car, have everything. When you get to the place, so in theory, you should not park it yourself. If someone could park it for you, that's much better, because whatever happens, you have to drive. So there's a whole discussion, are you allowed to turn the car off? The Tzitzel Yed says, are you crazy not to turn the car off? Everything could explode. It could be, like, really dangerous. Someone told me now about a shul that has, generally speaking, Orthodox shuls don't have parking lots open on Shabbos. Someone told me about a shul that the parking lot is open on Shabbos and they have a parking attendant. It happens, that's a hider. Because if people are going to drive to shul, okay, so that's an aveira, nonetheless, it's an aveira. But parking is a further aveira, no? If you have a goyish parking attendant who will park the car for you, right? So your mom is being, you're being matzel people from Yisurim, right? It's like a chab, right? We recommend, by the way, if you're going to have shuls, do not have your parking lot open on Shabbos. And that's basically the yisod. In terms of if you're going outside of the tchum, whether you have to be mafker the items or not, that's like a more lumdisha question. In addition to the Mishnah Berurah, they give a discussion generally for Rav Shlomo Zalman. You don't have to be mafker items. And I think this summarizes much of what we wanted to cover. We have to go on to Kuf Tzadi Hei next, and I really have to mark your bechinas at some point. Okay, Chavra, have a good day.